Next item, 704.
Proclaim July 31, 2019 to be Fame Day.
Commissioner Udaley.
Well, thank you, Mayor. Just a few quick comments before we read this proclamation. As the Arts Commissioner, a lifelong lover of the arts, and the mother of a son with a disability, it is a distinct pleasure to honor Fame today. Fame has served people with intellectual and developmental disabilities in Portland for 35 years. When Fame was founded, there simply were not opportunities for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities to participate in the arts. Fame recognized this need for inclusion and acted to solve the problem. Numerous studies show the benefit of arts education, and as Portlanders, we all have proven time and time again how much we value arts education. At Fame, adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities have access to the experiences we all deserve: self-expression, connecting with one another, building community, and meaningful lives. I share Fame's belief that art is for everyone, and I know the work they do changes lives and makes our community stronger and more equitable. I want to give a special thank you to Jenny Stadler, Executive Director of Fame, Anne-Marie Plass, board member and Fame student, and Rebecca Morris, Development Director for Fame. Jenny and Anne-Marie are here to speak and show us a video presentation, so I'm going to actually turn it over to them before the proclamation. Welcome, and please state your names for the record before you begin.
All right. Good morning. I'm thrilled to be back speaking in front of you all again. Thank you for inviting us. My name is Anne-Marie Plass, and I'm a board member and a student at Fame Academy.
And my name is Jenny Stadler. I am the executive director at Fame.
I wanted to start our presentation by telling you a little bit more about Fame and getting some of you up to speed on some of the new projects Fame is involved in right now. I've been at Fame for over 10 years as a student, and I'm serving my second year on the board. Fame was founded 35 years ago, and at that time, we were primarily a performance organization for adults with developmental disabilities. Fame students performed one big show a year, usually a great American musical like Bye Bye Birdie or Grease. Over time, those first 4 years, Fame added a few classes and other performance opportunities. Fast forward 35 years, and now Fame is a robust arts education organization that has three main parts of a program. First, we're a school of the arts. We offer 25 classes a term, 3 terms a year. While a student at Fame, I've taken digital photography, musical theater, choir, and yoga. I've taken drawing, monologues, and dance, and that's just me. Fame also offers classes in podcasting, drumming, videography, and graphic design, and we're always coming up with new classes based on what students want to learn. We're also a performance program. We still do our one large production a year. This year, it's our rock opera called The Poet's Shadow that we're performing in collaboration with the Portland Opera. But also, in the last 10 years of Fame, I've gotten to perform at the Green Show in Ashland with Pink Martini, on the TEDx stage, and at the Blazers game. Third, we're a community. When you are an adult with a developmental disability, the opportunities to socialize, form community, and make new friends becomes more and more limited. Fame offers the opportunity to do all these things at our school, and also through events like barbecues and dances. I've made friends that I'll have for life at Fame, and my life is richer for these friends. I think it has never been a more exciting time to be at Fame, both as a student and as a board member. We're partnering with more and more arts organizations to teach classes and work on shows. We've got an orchestra built out of iPads, and we're in the beginning stages of planning our own building, one in which we hope to have art space to share with the rest of Portland. Thank you for the support the city has shown to Fame over the years. Your grant dollars, this proclamation, the support from the Regional Arts and Cultural Council. I'm hopeful for the future of Fame and for a more accessible arts culture in Portland. Before we continue, we'd like to show you a video that gives a great sense of what we do at Fame.
What is Fame? Fame is a place where we can create.
We discover talents that we thought we didn't possess.
The classes I am currently taking at Fame is podcasting, yoga, and choir.
I'm taking drumming because I like the movement in drumming, and we do it so well.
When I walk into choir, I see my friends, and I feel humbled and happy to be in Fame.
Before Fame, I was kind of bored. I didn't have a lot of stuff to do, but when I started going to Fame, I had a lot more opportunities.
It was hard before I joined Fame because I never knew those other people that had disabilities. Learn something new that you haven't experienced yet. If you are a songwriter, you take the skills that you learn from songwriting classes and make your own music. Or if you're in the musical theaters, you have more knowledge on what musical theater is.
I was really shy when I was growing up. And because I think for many students too, you know, they have a disability, so in the back of their head, they're thinking, I have a disability, I'm not going to be able to do a lot of stuff. I really do think that Fame does a good job of allowing students to take artistic risks. The teachers know that we have these talents and that they're trying to help us build those. And then, you know, if an opportunity arises for them to go out there, they can go with confidence and say, okay, you know, I can do this because I have somebody that's backing me up.
My favorite class is Rock Ensemble because we get to perform all year round and we get to do really great performances.
You just lose off the scene and standing up and showing people that we have talent and what we can do out on stage. Have people know that we can do a lot in Fame.
What it's like to be a part of a community that values all people is quite amazing because everyone feels like they belong at Fame and no one is let down.
I come to Fame because I'm with my peers. And, you know, your peers are your friends, too, and you can help your peers out and see what they're all about.
To be yourself, to not be afraid to show who your true colors are.
I feel like I have a real community.
Don't be afraid to take risks.
Fame is a place to be passionate, to enjoy life, to make friends.
You know, and it's important for people to understand just because we're different doesn't make us any less better than other people.
Anybody should be able to pursue what they want, despite their disabilities, you know, because ultimately they're humans and they have rights just like any other person.
Fame.
Creating art, expanding possibility.
Hey, join us.
Thank you. I just wanted to finish up by speaking to you guys, to Mr. Mayor and commissioners, about why I'm so hopeful about what's happening in Portland right now, especially when it comes to people with intellectual and developmental disabilities in the arts. As we're all well aware, people with developmental disabilities can face multiple barriers to participation in the arts, both as audiences and as performers, and frankly, I've been at FAME for a couple of years now, and it's always surprising to me still how often people with disabilities are considered, well, their voices aren't heard, but honestly, how often people think they just don't have voices. So there are a lot of barriers, but I don't want to talk about the barriers. I want to talk about what I'm excited about, because in the last couple of years, there's been a lot of wonderful things that are happening in the arts community in Portland. Our upcoming rock opera is one example of this. This is an 18-month-long project. It was the brainchild of one of our staff members, Rob Smith, and someone at the Portland Opera, Alexis Hamilton. They got their heads together and thought, could we write a rock opera together? And what would that take? And now, 18 months later, it's happening in just 3 weeks. It's a student-written, student-design, I'm talking about set design, costume design, student-performed rock opera. It's happening down at the Hampton Opera Center. And it's actually the work of four different arts organizations in town. It's FAME, it's the Portland Opera, who've been so generous and open and interested in learning about access, Wobbly Dance, a local choreography group, are our choreographers, and Metropolitan Youth Symphony is also involved, as well as a bunch of other artistic professionals. Here's the thing, is that about a year ago, I started asking these organizations, I said, do you want to work with us to bring this project to life? Do you want to give a voice to people who don't normally have a voice? And do you want to learn more about access? And I kept hearing yes. And I'm hearing resoundingly yes the more I ask. So you know who else has said yes? Portland Playhouse and Artist Repertory Theater have started casting our students in their professional main stage productions, and they continue to want to do so. Oregon Ballet Theater is going to be teaching ballet at FAME this fall. It's the first time we've offered ballet at FAME, and they want to form a long-term partnership. Portland Center Stage is asking our students to be cultural consultants on an upcoming production of theirs. And Limestone Playwrights is actually going to be writing a playwriting class with us this winter, and we're hoping those pieces might get into fertile ground. So there's a lot going on. These are just a few of the many people I've started talking to, and we keep hearing yes. But I also want to tell you I'm excited about other initiatives that are happening around the city. We are talking to Portland Parks and Rec in September about putting on some kind of summer show next summer in the parks. Knowing us, it'll be some kind of sing-along rock concert that involves partnerships, because we really like partnerships. We are going to be giving a presentation on increasing access across arts organizations at the Regional Arts and Culture Council to all the general operating support grantees. And I'm thrilled that it's 3 months away, and the space is so full that we're talking about having to get a new space already, because so many arts organizations are saying, yes, we want to learn. We've also received some wonderful support from some of your offices. In regards to this building, we have a big dream building happening. It's the Eastside Arts Center at Grace Commons. This building would provide housing for people with disabilities and for working artists. It would low-income working artists. It would provide art space and a much-needed performance space, including an ADA accessible theater, which would include a light and sound booth, which are ADA accessible. This would be in Northeast Portland, and it would also give FAME a permanent home. So those are some of the things I'm excited about. I'm really grateful that you allowed us to come here today. I'm thrilled about the proclamation. Thank you. And we're just honored to be building more partnerships in this city and to recognize that the city is trying to make active change towards supporting marginalized populations. Thank you for supporting us. I hope we see you this afternoon from 4:30 to 6:30 in the building. We're going to be having a party. There'll be cake. There'll be music. Come on down. And thanks again.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, and thank you for focusing on the positive. My scripted remarks were too much on the kind of hardship, barrier, negative side, and I also really wanted to focus on the positive today. I love FAME. I'm so excited about Poet's Shadow and all these partnerships, and especially the building. I served on the first Multnomah County Cultural Coalition probably a decade or more ago, and I feel like conversations were just beginning back then about basic access to audience members with disability. It was not about inclusion of artists and performers with disabilities, so it's just thrilling to see our community evolve and become more inclusive, and I just can't say enough. Thank you for being here. I will definitely see you this afternoon at the reception. And without further ado, I am now going to read the official proclamation, which the mayor has given me the privilege of doing. Whereas FAME was founded in 1984, it has empowered hundreds of adults with developmental disabilities to lead full creative lives. FAME is a school of the arts for adults with developmental disabilities that focuses on arts education, performance, and community. Taught by exceptional working artists, FAME's classes explore every arts discipline, including visual arts, writing, acting, music, and dance. Courses range from choir to fashion design to iPad ensemble, an orchestra that uses iPads as adaptive instruments. FAME's performances delight and move audiences around our city, and FAME's community-building activities unite students as they create art together. FAME's work also reduces stigma around disability and encourages Portland's creative community to welcome and include people with disabilities. Whereas FAME provides arts opportunities, FAME gives people with developmental disabilities the chance to do many things, discover and nurture their artistic talents, gain real-world skills, build self-confidence, socialize, and connect with others who share their experience of disability and those who do not. Whereas FAME's programs require and reward quality artistic work, bucking the trend of persistently low expectations set for people with intellectual disabilities and developmental disabilities, FAME's programs offer the same opportunity other artists have to stretch themselves and earn recognition from audiences. As FAME students develop their artistic talents, they learn to advocate for themselves and their vision, making themselves known as vital members of our thriving Portland community. Whereas The Poet's Shadow, FAME's original rock opera, created by adults with developmental disabilities, represents a new art form in the city, we recognize the contributions of people with disabilities to the arts. Created through a partnership with Portland Opera, FAME's groundbreaking work centers the voices and artistic efforts of people who have traditionally been marginalized in the arts, and in all areas of our society, to the point where many people with developmental disabilities have not been welcomed, even in the audience, let alone on stage or in shaping the words, music, or feel of the story. Whereas artists with developmental disabilities have the opportunity to share their talents through The Poet's Shadow and every artistic work produced at FAME, the City of Portland shares FAME's belief that art is for everyone, community is for everyone, and excellence is for everyone. Now, therefore, I, Commissioner Chloe Daly, on behalf of Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim July 31st, 2019, to be FAME Day in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this day.
We'll suspend the rules.
Yes.
Thank you. Very my honor. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for being here, and thanks for that great video.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Well, we're very honored. Thank you so much.
Yeah. We appreciate everything you do. This was a wonderful presentation, very uplifting. Thank you so much for being here. Commissioner, did you want to get a photo?
Oh, sure.
We'd love a photo.
Yes, please.
I always forget about the photo.
Here's my chance to steal.
There's room on my side if anybody dares.
Sure thing, Mr. Mayor.
How are you doing today?
Doing fine.
I just want
1, 2, 3, cheese. Okay,
that's great.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you. Thank you. Thanks for coming in. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I appreciate it. See you. Yeah.